This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Wow, it really is extraordinary how rapidly Reel.video is growing. There are now thousands of videos uploaded and playing, and there are over 100 channels right now. I know that seems kind of small, but given that we have throttled the activation of many channels, and we had some glitches with the signups, so if you had any trouble signing up at first, just go ahead and sign up again. You can go to the website, Reel.video, up on the top right. There's a link that says request an invitation. It's a simple form. You fill it out. You get approved. And then you can create your password and just start uploading videos. And they are playable and they are embeddable. So, you know, you can embed them in your web pages. There are many, many things that are functioning very well right now. A few glitches, but overall, it is working. There are lots and lots of fascinating channels, including channels on food production, channels on corruption being exposed, channels about CBD oil. I mean, all kinds of stuff on there. Things that I didn't even know were going to show up. There's Red List News. There's Living Fuel is on there now. So many fascinating channels and a lot more to come. And here's the thing. You know, people keep telling me how much they love the fact that they have a place where they know they're not going to get banned. Because YouTube, and let's face it, Google, YouTube, Alphabet, whatever, they're really pure evil. They are pure evil. They are destroying human knowledge. They use these outsourced flaggers, so-called trusted flaggers, which are all radical left-wing censorship groups like the SPLC. They just flag all the videos they don't like, you know, a video that's pro-Trump or a video that is like how to disassemble and reassemble this firearm, let's say, or a news video that has an independent point of view. They just flag it and YouTube deletes it. And of course, this has been happening across millions of videos over the last year or so. And frankly, it is that which has created the demand for Reel.video. YouTube has created the demand for this platform. In fact, the platform wouldn't have been viable without YouTube engaging in all of its censorship. You know, 3 years ago, let's say, people were making good money on YouTube and they weren't being censored so much, hardly at all. I remember talking to guys who were doing their own little home news broadcasts from, you know, their basement, literally, with a green screen, and they were making $3,000 to $5,000 a month on YouTube 3 years ago. Today, they're banned. They're blacklisted. And even before they were blacklisted, they were demonetized about 90%. Where before they were making $3,000 a month, and then all of a sudden they were only making $300 a month. That's what happened to many, many channels. No joke. Lots of channels experienced that. So the demonetization combined with the censorship told lots and lots of people that, you know, you're not going to be able to trust YouTube. I mean, you upload videos on there, and guess what? You don't even know if those videos are going to exist a day later or a year later. You know, when YouTube banned a lot of my videos, they went back in time. They banned videos from the year 2012. They went back 6 years to ban my channel. It's like, really? What's wrong with you? So anyway, you know YouTube's evil. You know Google is evil. You know Facebook is shadow banning everybody that has any kind of a, you know, common sense message or pro-liberty message. So that's why Reel.video is just so popular with people now. It's really starting to take off. So much content coming on. And when you watch a video there, of course, it recommends related videos. And so that's starting to get the word out about a lot of new channels, a lot of new videos. Most of the video views are very low right now compared to what you might see on YouTube. But it just takes time. As more and more people learn about the network and more people share more videos and YouTube keeps banning videos, the view count on the videos on Reel.video will absolutely explode. And this is especially going to happen when the next false flag event takes place. I mean, imagine this. Just imagine the near future. we have another major false flag event or a hoax event or something, a school shooting, whatever the case may be. I mean, imagine another 9/11 or another Sandy Hook type of scenario, okay? You're going to have YouTube just banning outright anything that contradicts the official fake news narrative, right? You know that. Well, where are people going to go for the real news? They're going to go to real.video. There's going to be a flood of videos being uploaded to real.video, which counter the fake news official narrative that is allowed on YouTube. It is the next big event that's going to cause real.video to really explode in popularity. Of course, at that time, it will also get viciously attacked. Right now, nobody has yet really attacked real.video because they don't want to make it more famous. You see what I mean? They don't want to make it popular. You're not going to see the New York Times have a big story, big hit piece. Don't go to real.video. I mean, you're not going to see that right now because most of the people reading the New York Times have never heard of real.video, and the New York Times doesn't want to have any free publicity for the website because, my God, people might discover it. But if real.video becomes very well known, especially for uploading, for people uploading videos that are then called, let's say, conspiracy videos. Oh my God, it's a conspiracy. You know, then the New York Times is going to attack it. Look at real.video. It's full of conspiracy videos. As if you can't find conspiracy videos on YouTube on all kinds of topics. But they're going to attack real.video for that. The same way they attacked gab.ai, you know, and other independent platforms. So the attacks are coming, but they just haven't happened yet. It's going to take the next big false flag event and real.video becoming the place to go for rapid news, independent news. And by the way, we have some features coming on the homepage right now. All you see really is a block of new videos and then editor's picks and popular videos. There's going to be a new block there that's coming soon. It's called news videos. And that block will feature videos that we categorize as news channels. And that may, in fact, I don't know, we might make that the top block. I'm not sure yet. But whoever has news videos, like your channel is all news, like Red List News, and there's somebody that's been posting like economic news, if it's a news channel, we, as admins, we will designate it news, and it's going to show up there probably at the top of the homepage in the news block. So we've got more things coming to put forward the news. Now, here's another really amazing feature that's coming. I guess I can go ahead and talk about this. I think I've mentioned it before. It's a piece of embed code that, you know how if you find a video that you like and you want to put that video in your webpage, you know, your blog or whatever, you take the embed code of that video and you paste it into your one webpage, right? And then when people see your webpage, there's like a video, you know, screen there, and people can play the video inside that embed box, right? We've all seen this. Well, we have a very amazing piece of code coming. It's under development. I wrote the spec for it. And what it does is it is a self-sensing, or what you might call a content-sensitive embed code. And what you can do is you can say, you can take this code, and the code can be for your channel. Like, let's say your channel is called Homesteading, because there is a homesteading channel on real.video. But let's say your channel is called the Homesteading. You take this homesteading video embed code, and you insert this embed code into every web page that you have. Every page on your website, let's say, where you want a video. And what happens is this code reads your web page, reads the title, reads the headlines, reads the text, and it builds a statistical profile of what your page is about. And then it finds the best matching video from your channel to put into that embed location. And it makes this decision in real time. So if you have, let's say you have 100 web pages on your website, you put this embed code into all 100 pages, instantly it's playing the most relevant video for every topic that you cover on your web pages. And if you upload a new video to real.video, that, because of the title and the keywords, becomes a better fit for some of your pages, then that video will instantly or near instantly start to appear in those articles, because this is a you could call it a near real-time content sensitive video embed code snippet. I don't know, widget. What do we call it? It's a widget. It's a code block. So what this enables you to do then is it takes the hassle. Like, you don't have to decide which video goes in every web page. You can just put a piece of code in all your web pages and it picks the best video from your channel. We also have an option there where you can have it just pick the best video from across all of Reel.video. Now, you may not want to use that, but we will use that because we publish hundreds of websites. And part of my goal is to help promote everybody on Reel.video. And this embed code will allow us to set a site-wide matching algorithm so that it could be anybody's channel. Their video goes into a web page. Like, if we write about, I don't know, EMF pollution, then it's going to pull the best video about EMF pollution, no matter whose channel it's from. But if you want to use this embed code, you can limit it to just your channel. So there's two different ways to use it, basically. We're going to use it site-wide. You can do it channel by channel if you want. And you might have different channels, too. You're allowed to. You know, you can have multiple channels. You might have different topics, different interest areas. On one hand, you have a Harley motorcycle channel. And then on the other hand, you have a MMA self-defense fighting channel. And maybe you don't want to intermix those two for whatever reason. You don't want your Harley rider friends discovering that you're an MMA fighter. I don't know. Or maybe you do. But that's just an example. Maybe you're into riding Harleys and crochet. Who knows? You got a crochet habit. Who am I to judge? So you can have your secret crochet channel, Knitting with Love. And then you can have your Harley Hog Riders channel. And you're the same person behind both of them, right? Who knows? And you can separate those, obviously, and have two different embed codes so you can prevent your two worlds from colliding. Totally up to you. You're welcome to do that. Anyway, that's coming. That feature is coming. It's a very powerful feature. It's going to be very, very popular. It's going to help a lot of people, you know, save time figuring out which videos to put in which web pages and so on. And there's a lot more coming. We've got the playlist feature coming now. It's probably only about a month away. That's just a guess. Don't hold me to it, because these things can change. You know, R&D is hard. Good R&D is hard. And you notice our website hasn't been crashing. Isn't that cool? It hasn't been crashing. In fact, it has not crashed. Not yet. I'm sure it will at some point, but it has not yet crashed. There are just small glitches, but there hasn't been a catastrophic, like, oh my God, it's gone. That has not happened. Or like, oh my God, all the videos are gone. Nope. Has not happened. And why is that? Well, the R&D team does very extensive quality control, or QA testing, as they say, quality assurance. And there's a lot of testing that goes on. And by the way, they wanted me to tell you, some of you, they want to thank you for putting all the crazy keyword tags in the craziest formats imaginable into the keyword tag field, because that broke their system in so many ways. And then they made it more robust, because when the programmers and I imagined the system, we were like, oh, it's going to be a comma-separated keyword list. Like, someone would type in Harley motorcycles, comma, freedom, you know, comma, great outdoors, comma, hiking, comma, whatever. Like, that's the normal way to do things, right? But there are people that then would paste in this massive list of keywords with no commas, but all kinds of quotes and slashes and weird, what are called escaped characters when it comes to database queries and such. People would have these crazy keyword lists, like random, bizarre, like not even normal characters, like weird symbols and things. And it kept breaking the testing side of the system. There were a lot of things that just broke. And the programmers were like, dude, where do you find these people? Like, hey, I said, this is what freedom looks like, man. It could be anything, any kind of character. Somebody's going to throw something at you that you didn't expect. That's called diversity, frankly. So you guys need to build a robust system. You need to expect It's going to be some of our users, some, by the way, who may not that be that technical, and they don't know what is a comma separated list. They've never heard of that. They're just like a string of words, just blobbity blob, massive word list, like every word they can think of, even if it has nothing to do with their video. Just throw it in there, and then the keyword parsing engine, you know, vomits and goes, ah, and then, you know, it flags an error or a video doesn't get processed correctly. There was this other video, by the way, this is a side note. There was a video uploaded called Nuts and Bolts. And I don't know what was wrong with this video. Nuts and Bolts. And it was like a couple. And it looks like a couple who's living out in the country or something. And there's really no description. We have no idea what this video is about. But every time we approve the video, it comes back unapproved. It like this video keeps disappearing and coming back on its own. It's like the phoenix. It keeps rising from the ashes and coming back. We're not trying to get rid of it, by the way. We're trying to approve it, but it's never getting approved. It just keeps, like, we click approve and then it goes back into the queue a couple minutes later. So if you are Nuts and Bolts, we are trying to approve your video, but there's something weird about it that is the programmers are still trying to figure out, like invisible characters or something in your title. I don't know. But something is causing the system to have a hiccup on your video. Don't know what yet. And that's the only one we found like that. It was very strange behavior. And by the way, some people are uploading videos in portrait format, you know, where you hold your phone vertically and you film something. You're recording a video that's vertical instead of landscape. And that never really worked very well online, not even on YouTube. So you might want to, if you're filming videos, just, you know, hold your camera landscape, just, you know, horizontal. So you get a wider picture instead of a taller picture. That actually works a lot better in the online world. So just a little pointer there for everybody filming videos. I think there was a problem we had with one video format, some kind of .wmv file that I don't think anybody uses anymore anyway. Maybe, I don't know, it's a Microsoft format, so there you go. But if you're having any trouble with the video format, you know, try a more common recording format like MP4 or MKV. You know, actually our engine supports hundreds of different formats, but I thought I saw a report where it was choking on one particular kind of a WMV file with a particular transcoding codec. It was having trouble with. I don't know. But for the most part, it works on most video formats. In any case, the whole thing is just, it's taken off. People are loving it. I'm getting a lot of great comments and even some compliments from users who are like, thank God we have this now. You know, thank God. And sometimes people are asking, like, how do you, you know, we want to make sure you keep this up and running. How can we help you? Well, the answer is we're going to be launching shop.real.video. Actually, it's live right now. You can go shopping there. shop.real.video. It's an e-commerce website. Over 800 products there. Now, we're ready to ship them starting immediately. We just don't have it really publicized yet. But there's going to be a link in the masthead of all the pages to just support this platform. But also, for those of you who are content creators and you want to join the affiliate program, you can just go to shop.real.video, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you can fill out the affiliate application, and you can get approved as an affiliate, and then we'll enter your affiliate code into the video system, and what will happen is a shop button will appear automatically beneath all your videos, and that shop button, when people click it, they'll go into the shop.real.video store, and whatever they buy, you get an affiliate percentage, and I got to double check this, but I'm pretty sure it's 12% for our in-house products and like 8 or 9% for our non-in-house products, like third-party branded products. So just, you know, if you want to earn some extra funds and support our platform, just do that. Just sign up for the affiliate program and then start encouraging people to support you there. And then you get some revenue and we move some product and we help fund the platform, which so far is very strongly revenue negative. Like, As of today, we are minus $250,000+ into this project. That's a big minus sign. You know, it's part of what you do when you launch. We're probably going to be minus $1 million before we start to break even. But I've committed $1 million to it. So what? I plan for that. I plan to lose $1 million to keep this thing going. That is actually my plan. So, you know, hey, just help us. If we get this thing revenue positive by the end of the year, that's going to be, in fact, really awesome. If it's revenue positive sometime next year, that's awesome too. Whatever. We're in this for the long haul. We're going to lose a lot of money in the short term, but that's okay because we're building a platform for freedom of speech. And you help us make the platform succeed, and we will keep funding it. We don't even expect, by the way, I know this might be more information than you want to hear. I don't know. We don't expect to make any money off of this platform. If we ever do, that's just a bonus. But I don't expect to earn a profit. I expect if I do a great job, we will break even. That's our goal. Just cover the costs. You know, you talk about all the costs. You've got data storage costs. You've got transcoding costs. You've got bandwidth costs, of course, which, by the way, are bandwidth is kind of the lowest cost of all. The bigger costs are R&D, programming, maintenance, upkeep, you know, licensing of components, paying third-party companies whose components that we use, and so on. There's all those costs. And if we can simply keep those costs equal to our revenues from the online store, then we're doing great. And it's a platform for all of us. Plus, we get to use it for free, of course, ourselves. And I've uploaded, I've had my staff upload hundreds and hundreds of our own videos. I've got Health Ranger Report there. Now, I think there are 1,400 plus videos coming to that channel. We've got a couple hundred uploaded. And plus, we've got the Natural News Channel. We've got Counterthink. You know, other channels that are being built. So we get to use it too, you know. So we have every incentive to make it work as well. So anyway, I appreciate all your support. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for sharing the links, and thank you for uploading your videos as well. Anything that you can do to help make this more successful is greatly appreciated. Just remember, we're building this platform for you as well as us. It's for all of us to use. We're not YouTube. We're not spying on the end users. We're not selling your data. We're not, what else are we not doing? We're not building a psychological profile of who you are. We're not a front end for the NSA. We don't work with the spy agencies, you know. thank God. And we don't accept advertising from drug companies and other evil entities. We don't get free money from the deep state to run an intelligence gathering front end, also known as Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that stuff. We just want to have an honest platform, sell some honest product, have the thing break even, and contribute to America's, you know, debates and online discussions and freedom of speech and all that. That's it, man. It's just so simple. It's almost suspect, you know. It's like people are, how could it be that simple? What do you mean you just want to have a free speech platform and break even? What's your ulterior motive? You know, people like, no one trusts anybody these days. They're like, it couldn't possibly be that you just love America. No way. Yeah, way. Yeah, I love America. I love liberty. I love freedom of speech. I'm passionate about what I do, and I'm passionate about empowering others. That's the whole secret here. The secret is there is no secret. It's just real, which is why we named it real.video. That's it. That's the secret. It's real. Real Americans, real freedom of speech. Real motivations for things that really matter in our world. It's real. It's all real. So thanks for your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.